Let's rock and roll so you guys can get on with the rest of your day.
Yeah.
I actually am going to, like, anytime we have a break, I'm going to be hidden in a room finishing up my set.
I think you can get ice cream with me.
I got to go let my dog out and practice my set.
Ice cream on the way?
Maybe.
Okay, you're no fun.
I need, like, to look at the schedule written down so I know all of the breaks we have.
I'm sweating.
I, like, got so confused this morning. I thought he was pooping when I texted you he was pooping. He was not pooping. He's so strange, Max. No, he pushes his ass up against a wall and basically, like, what would you call this? Like, if you were, like, squirting toothpaste up against a hard surface.
Like squirting?
And yeah, like, but like pressing.
Oh, a press and squirt?
So he was kind of, Max moves forward with BMs that are aimed at a solid surface so that his papa can come in with a bag and basically scrape the wall in front of other people. So, like, then I'm somewhere with, yeah, that he does that.
There's got to be a device for that.
A hose, a power washer.
You need, like, there needs to be, like, a portable device for owners that are victims
of water pick.
Press and squirt dogs. Yeah, you need a water pick.
I need to pull my water pick off of my Tammy belt and spray people's houses. There's no limits to what he can do.
You should. You know what I did this morning? I stepped in, like, the most insane poop in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
In my white sneaks.
Yeah.
And had to put them in a bag to bring them home to Los Angeles, California. And I just sprayed that, like, bathroom spray on them. They're here at the studio in a bag right now because I need them for later. But I sprayed that, like, bathroom spray that, like, sits. You know, that, like, foamy white bathroom spray?
Yeah.
That is...
Clean them?
I cleaned them. I literally took a knitting needle to the bottom of the sneaker to, like, dig out the BM.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing there, but it's still, like, unfortunately, like, toxic waste.
Yeah.
And
biohazard. Your biohazard sneaker.
So now there's that, like, white sudsy stuff just sitting on the sneaker in a bag in another bag in the studio space. And so I would recommend maybe bringing around that bathroom sudsy spray with you to spray the walls.
Not
just
a bad
let
idea.
It sit.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. It's just like a crazy thing that I personally deal with. So on the way here this morning, because we have a full day, just boom, boom, boom here. I was like, you got to poop, man. And he said, not right now.
No, fam.
He said, not right now. I actually haven't found the surface that I want to ruin.
Yeah.
Yet. That's why I was late today, amongst other things. But I wonder what he's doing. The other day, I've been getting, like, a lot of advice from people that I'm not necessarily asking for so much.
Totally on the same page with you. That's what I was saying about Frankie earlier, and you were not, like, fully getting it. It feels like mom shaming.
It's
don't
mom
you think?
Shaming, yeah.
Yeah. No unwarranted advice, please, unless, like, we're doing something that's actively going to kill.
I did ask animals. For advice.
Well, that's warranted then.
I'll take some advice, but if I, yeah, I like posted, I was like, he ate a bottle of hot sauce and he opened a bottle of Benadryl. I don't know if he ate any, but he was up all night, so I don't think he did. And that is not sitting out readily available for my dog to pick his flavor of the week. One of those was in a box delivered by FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
Not addressed to me, so how was I to know it was 6 fiery, flaming hot sauce packets?
Right.
Max knew.
Yeah.
He didn't need to read the label.
Right.
He knew it was in there. And I don't know. Someone was DM'd me. I got so many DMs. You really need to, like, put things away and watch your dog very closely because they can have organ failure. He was alone for 12 minutes. So
right.
I don't know how I can...
people need to assume that you're doing the best you can, yeah, and that you didn't feed your dog hot sauce,
right,
and that you are now looking into what happens when a dog eats hot sauce.
Well,
like, obviously you're gonna Google.
He doesn't love his kibble, so sometimes I put some sriracha on it.
Oh, I don't. Is that okay?
I'm joking.
Oh, sorry, people, I didn't pick up on that.
I know. Well, people need to. I forgot what else I was gonna say, but yeah, I'm good. I think he'll be fine.
Here's
a question. If he chooses to eat hot sauce, he'll experience what we've all experienced after having Taco Bell.
Organ failure.
Organ failure.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you feel more connected to Max than you do your childhood dog?
Now, yeah. My childhood dog doesn't like me.
Yeah.
He looks at me and goes, oh, he's back.
Right. Oh, yeah, my childhood dog, it has wants nothing to do with me anymore.
Yeah.
At this time.
Yeah.
But I still probably feel more connected to her than... No, I guess I feel more connected to Frankie. I don't know. They both hate me.
Yeah.
I would love to get a pet that likes me one day.
Oh, you need to go to the pound. Max is so attached to my hip that, like, we're a little bit codependent. He needs to be his independent, which I guess him getting into other people's mail and committing a federal offense via opening their mail.
Right. Was it your roommate?
It's a little bit of an independent move. It was for Hank. Yeah. It was a PR package to Hank.
Was Hank pissed?
I haven't told him.
Uh-huh. I also noticed that the hot sauce was all over the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Your roommates must be obsessed with Max and you as well.
Yeah, they're obsessed with Max. I'm throwing away that. The coolest thing ever, by the way, this is kind of like a life hack. We're big at life hack pod. Mm-hmm. I got a bean bag, which is like, it was like a nicer, elevated, not even comfortable bean bag from Home Goods, and I use it as Max's dog bed.
Right.
And so he's like a foot off the ground. It's like a cool look for a dog because he's like, you know, like that far up, and he lays on it, you know, whatever. He that was his plate for his hot sauce the other day, so that is going into the trash. But that was kind of like a cool hack. So that was a bright yellow stain, which would not come out even with my little green monster from Bissell, which I had to order. Now, on top of that, that was in one day. Then that night, I don't know if I told you guys, that night I smoked a little weed because I'm trying to become a weed guy because I've become funnier. I can't harness that funny. Like, it's just like the only thing I can do is sit in one exact spot and kind of comment on mm-hmm. things. But it's funny when I talk, if I'm able to. And I poured my glass, I poured myself a little glass of wine, red wine, forgot I had.
Oh, you've said this on the podcast.
Did I?
100%.
Oh, cool. kicked it. So
yep.
Right behind the stain of the hot sauce is two, I'm going to take a picture and we'll put it up, is two, like, it looks like I went at it like Picasso style. Like,
you could just do that to the whole beanbag now.
No, it's the couch.
You could do that to the whole couch now.
I'm sure. I'm going to run that past.
Did you ever read that book, Olivia, about the little pig who would like paint on everything?
No.
She was to die for. You would
she
love
is?
Her.
Yeah. Oh, Liv.
You should get that to read to Max.
My little artistic mm-hmm. piglet. I need to look into that. I am reading a book though.
What are you reading?
The Untethered Soul.
Oh, that feels like something my mom read, which is scary.
That's not something you want to listen to coming back from a wedding in Alabama.
Why?
Because it's like,
what's it about exactly?
It's hard to say. It's a little bit over my head. And I'm listening to it. I'm not reading it. But basically, it's kind of like, this is one good takeaway, actually. It was kind of like, let me read this here. Because it is it is self-helpy. Because I told you I like self-help books.
Yeah.
What would it be like to free yourself from the limitations? Okay. No, literally. What would it be like to free yourself from limitations and soar beyond your boundaries? Good question. What can you do each day to discover inner peace and serenity? No fucking clue. The Untethered Soul offers simple yet profound answers to these questions. That's a great way to put it. They're simple, yet I'm unable to understand them. So it's profound in that way. And it'll say things like, the whole page will go by, and then I'll be like, okay, what was the page being like? It's basically like the biggest takeaway so far, because I'm on chapter two, is like, do you have thoughts when you're not speaking aloud? Like, do you have conversations in your head?
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're having like you did something that's bugging you, and then you're convincing yourself it wasn't that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like just your brain for no reason. Cause at the end of the day, you're just going to come to the conclusion that like it's either okay or it's bad. And so that's a pointless conversation.
Yeah. Everything is pointless.
Everything is
pointless. If you take a step back.
No, I think that's the end of the book. I think that was the end of the book. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm guessing. But that's helped me because I'm like, oh, like I shouldn't have said this to this person. Or like, what if I did this 10 years ago at this mm-hmm. thing? And it's like, why are you even thinking about this? It's pointless.
I literally said that to you the other day. Like, everything you're doing right now is pointless. Because you're worrying about your show. And I was like, what's the point?
Well, that's different because if I'm doing a show, I have to work under like really intense stress or I won't get anything done, which I don't like, but that is just my reality.
You could change that.
I don't know how.
Therapy.
Adderall.
Both.
Yeah.
I love the combo platter.
The poo-poo platter of Adderall and therapy.
Yeah.
Woo. Anyways, that's my book.
Okay.
I think if you're like super bored, maybe dabble in it. Hunter Bell read it and like offered it to me.
Okay. Yeah, totally let us know how that is. I'm reading a book about a spooky house with a spooky lady in it.
Whoa. Okay, this seems more up my alley.
You don't like fiction, though.
That seems also, well, if it's spooky, I can wrap my head around it.
Yeah, it's a horror novel.
I'd rather watch a TV show like that, though.
Okay, do it.
I might.
This is about a spooky woman. It's called something. The Last Something.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Riley Sager, who's like a huge like horror author.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this woman who was accused of murdering her whole family when she was 17. And now she's old and requires a caretaker. And it's from the POV of the caretaker. Yeah. The only one left. And now it's from the POV of the caretaker who is taking care of the woman that was accused of murdering her whole family, and she can't speak, only via typewriter, and now she's communicating with her via typewriter.
I think she lives on my block.
Oh, cool. I'll let you know how this
is. There's a woman that fits that description word for word on my block.
Okay. Send her my love.
She's the only one left. There have been...
You should, like, insert yourself into the investigation. Was that all one word? Insert yourself into the investigation.
That was all one word, but I love words. That sounds good. Cool. And what an appropriate time for you to be reading
that. Yeah,
spooky
season.
I'm not kidding. I've had some of the spookiest one-off events happen to me recently.
Like what?
Oh, I'm going to post an Instagram dump. Yesterday I had this thing where I like keep catching these things on film where it's like, if I were thinking something evil was afoot, these would be the signs.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, a group of about 400 crows was following.
Oh, that was spooky.
Was following me for like three blocks.
Right.
And I was like, if I were someone who subscribed to some evil entity being near me at all times, I would be worried.
Yeah.
And then the other night, I'm walking Max, and I look up in a window. Two black cats staring at me, and all I could see were the eyes. You guys will all see this in a photo dump that I post eventually once I finish up 10 slides of a spooky photo dump.
Very spooky.
Yeah. I'm kind of leaning into spooky this year. I think 1 year ago I said I'm getting into holiday spirit. I think I am. I think you get to an age where you're like, let's lean into this. Everyone else is doing it.
I love Halloween. Has to be my favorite holiday of all the holidays.
Freaking love Halloween.
I love Halloween. Are you dressing up?
Yeah. Next week for the pod.
Well, yeah. Besides that.
I'm not ready yet. I don't know. I haven't decided.
Okay, well,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't say you love Halloween if you haven't given that piece any thought.
I know. I guess I don't know. It depends on what I do, you know?
Okay, you fake fan, but I love it though, Connor.
I don't know where I'm going to be. It might be in Boston.
Doesn't matter. You could be home alone. You should be dressed up.
That's a good
with
way.
A mug of apple cider.
A what?
A mug of apple cider. Eating your spooky candy, watching a spooky movie, reading a spooky book.
Yeah.
Yeah, listening to a spooky song.
Like the Monster Mash?
No, there was this song that we had to learn in elementary school called Woman of Skin and Bones. Have I spoken about this?
Yeah, you have twice.
No, have I? You know Woman of Skin and Bones?
Yeah, we pulled her up.
That keeps me up at night too. Yeah,
it keeps everyone up. It's scary as shit.
I can't. I'm not doing Woman of Skin and Bones.
There was an old woman. She lived down by the old
graveyard. Yeah, I know where she lives.
Look, that is
I can't forget where she
lived. That's what we talked about. What's it called? What are the things called that we talked about? Urban legend.
Mm-hmm. We would always have all school assemblies every Halloween where they would play Woman of Skin and Bones, and the school therapist, before it was about to happen, would give me a signal, hand up, and I would walk to her, and we together would walk out of the space.
Let's talk about the old woman, all skin and bones. She lived down by
the old
graveyard.
I shouldn't have even brought her
up. One night she thought she'd take a walk. She walked down by the old graveyard. She saw the bones laying around. She went to the closet to get a broom to sweep up the bones.
Yeah, this is where it gets good.
The old woman of skin and bones should have called the cops.
She
opened the door
and
boo.
That's what killed me.
Wait, what was the...
Yeah. That's what's scary. It's up to your imagination what's in the closet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Where were the bones? Oh, did something eat something and then leave the...
Probably.
What, like another woman of skin and bones?
I think that
are we supposed...
Best case scenario.
Are we supposed to be scared of the woman of skin and bones or the thing in the closet?
All of it. All of it. And Connor, it's actually the way it's sung that's worse than the lyrics. It's the spookiest, most sinister, I don't know if pitch or tone or melody is the right... No, it's nothing like that. It's... No. No. It's not that.
I got pretty high.
It's just like I can't. You had to be there.
Okay, it's an inside.
It's totally one of those inside traumas.
No one checked on the woman with skin and bones, though.
Yeah, thank God. Otherwise, they might not be here today because she's scary as all get out.
Yeah, she's scary as all get out. Yeah. No wonder she lived by the graveyard.
Yeah, let's move on. I don't want to talk about the Woman of Skin and Bones anymore.
That's why
I don't want to talk about the Woman of Skin and Bones anymore.
Oh, hey guys. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. How long did that take?
Only 16
minutes.
That's
a new PR for us.
Literally, this happens every single time on our brainstorm meeting yesterday. We don't have anything to talk about.
Besides the Woman of Skin and Bones for
the
third time.
Besides the wedding recap, what are we going to talk about besides the wedding recap? Here we are, 17 minutes in. We've covered the Woman of Skin and Bones. Being spooky, crows, books, pooping on walls.
Poop had to make...
Lysol, poop on my shoe.
it was literally like, all right.
All right, let's get into it, poop.
Yeah, no, like first thing we did.
First things first.
First things first, let's
get
the
welcome back, everyone. Thanks for being here. We'll start with a little weekend update. Connor and I both were in Alabama this weekend for Matt and Patricia's wedding.
Birmingham,
AL. Let me hear you scream.
Woo!
Was my first time in Alabama. How about
facts.
You?
Me too.
Yeah.
It was funny that, like, I'm from the South, but I've never been to the South.
That was
the
first time in the South.
No, I'm from the South, but I'm not from the South.
You're from the Southwest.
I'm like smack dab. I'm probably closer Southeast than I am Southwest.
All right, man. Call Texas, like when I think of Texas, I think of like Southwest Cowboys.
That would be like Arizona. Let me look. No, I mean, it's definitely further. Like, I'm from here.
Like, I know where Texas is. I'm just talking about in terms of the culture. Feels like a Southwest.
Well, in terms of geography, West, South.
I think it depends on who you talk to.
Well, because like most of it is like where I'm from is I'm closer to Louisiana than I am anything.
Right.
Like West. I don't know.
Midwest
yeah.
meets South meets.
But Midwest people consider it the South.
Really?
Oh, perspective is so key, as always.
Yeah. What is the South? Good question. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi.
So, like, where's Georgia?
Texas.
On a map. And
okay, so what's the Southwest?
Wait, okay. They include North Carolina in the South.
Right.
Yeah.
You could say that again.
Well, like, West...
And Oklahoma.
Okay, so The South is a mindset.
That's one state away from PA being the South.
Yes.
So I wouldn't trust this Pacific map.
No, it's the South is a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I think if all of these people eat mud bugs, so that's probably it.
Mud bugs?
Mud bugs.
Are those crawfish?
Crawdads, yeah.
I want to go to a crawfish boil so bad.
It's the most fun you've ever had in your life. And it's also like, does everything taste like dirt or is that just me?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's dirt on it.
Yeah. I would love that. I love dirt.
Yeah, there's dirt on it. It kind of gets stuck in it. You know when you as your sandwich you bring to the beach and there's a little bit of sand?
Yeah, that happens with clams too. I love clams.
Yeah. Because crams.
Sandy clams.
Crams are in the dirt too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, we were down there in the South. I guess I have. Because I go to Louisiana. Been to Louisiana a lot.
Oh, you've been to the South.
Yeah, but none of these other... Well, I've been to Arkansas a lot.
What do you do in Arkansas?
That's where I went to camp for 10 years.
OMG.
Was Arkansas. OMG is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arkansas, y'all.
You've been to the South.
Yeah, but Alabama...
I've been to Florida. I've been to Miami.
You've been to Miami. Oh, you've been to Miami?
I've been to West Palm Beach. Oh, I frequent West Palm Beach.
Well, then you know all about the South.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
I was like not ready. I mean, I guess I was. Super humid. I don't really have anything to... Can you just kind of jog my memory about what went down?
You were there for like a week. I was there for so long because our friend Channing has an apartment in Birmingham because a lot of her family lives there. So I went to stay with her for some... the days before and after the wedding. I didn't leave her apartment and I only came out at night. So I only saw Birmingham in the nighttime. So I still haven't been to the South, I would say.
Brooke texted me.
I was out at the nighttime and out at the wedding. And we were out at some of the Birmingham bars, but I still don't feel like I got like a Southern experience. The bars, there were definitely some characters in the bars that would not be in other bars that I've went to. For example, the gentleman with the American flag sweatshirt where the stripes in the flag were actually just guns.
They were AK-47.
Wouldn't have seen him here.
Yeah.
For sure. But other than that, I felt like I could have been in LA because it was just all my friends in a bar, which is also what happens here.
Yeah. You texted me that you wish you would have packed different because it was freezing. I didn't even fact check her.
I only brought shorts.
I was hot as hell.
Oh, hot. Oh, you were hot as hell?
I was out during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went.
Oh, I guess I wasn't. Yeah, that's a good point.
I covered a lot of ground in Birmingham.
What did you do?
Everything under the sun.
What'd you do during the day?
Me and James went bar hopping.
During the day?
Just me and James on Friday when I got in. And we like just
You must have been drained because you woke up early that morning.
Yeah, I flew out to go to Alabama at 4:45 a.m. I got to the airport. And that was late. I was late to get there. I landed in Alabama at 3 p.m. I go, where the hell is Alabama, may I ask? Had no idea where it was. I didn't know. I might as well have flown. It was the same distance to New York City, time-wise.
Oh, God, yeah. It's across the country, for
sure. It's across the damn country. Yeah. I could have flown to Tokyo, Japan, same time.
I don't know about that.
Same time, because there's no layover. If I flew out of LAX to Tokyo... LAX to Tokyo, flight time. Just kidding. It's about double.
Right. I had a feeling, but...
But the direct flight, when you have any sort of layover, it feels like your whole day is toast.
Yeah. I got lucky.
I could have gone to Hawaii and a half.
Yeah.
I could have gone to Hawaii and a half to get the same distance to Alabama. What's funny... That's a destination wedding. It's in Birmingham, Alabama. That's a destination wedding. It just like happens. Yeah. The destination happens to be Birmingham.
Yeah, no one would argue with that. Anyway, it was beautiful. Congrats to Matt and Patricia. There were three. It was a threefold event. The first night, Connor, you weren't there for the first night.
No.
The first night was like at one of their family friend's house, just like a welcome.
Yeah.
Toast. Gorgeous. I don't have anything to report besides. Love their families to death and back.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night was like the toast piece, which to me felt like I went as hard as most people probably went at the wedding, at the toast. Like, that's where I kind of put all my energy, unfortunately. And it was, right. I should have saved myself for the next day.
You should have.
Mm-hmm.
I was kicked out.
Oh, Connor was completely kicked out of the venue.
Out of the venue that night.
For? What was the reason that the bouncer gave you?
Bouncer was able to communicate to me that I was being too freaky.
It wasn't good.
I was... He was being too freaky. He was like, there's nothing else to say.
He was, just from my POV, as I watched, on the ground in a back bend, like humping the air.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then other people, I think once other people started to join in.
They saw the ringleader of the freaks, and they were like, we need to get him out. Because now this is turning into a bit of a coup.
Well, people were also joining in by like kind of hovering over you as you humped.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, there was
so
that.
So it was like kind of like more of a performance piece.
Well, yeah. So I received photos the next day from Natalie Noel.
Could I see them?
Yeah, you can see one of the photos. And Brooke said... Brooke, what's your opinion on people getting kicked? Like this is.
I said this a few weeks ago. I don't understand the point of getting kicked out of a bar for being drunk as long as you're, like, being safe. Like, I don't understand the point of being kicked out of a bar if, like, you're, like, tipsy stumbling. Doesn't make sense to me. Say, I don't understand Connor getting kicked out of a club for being.
Do you get it now? Do you get why I was kicked out now?
Pee in my pants.
Hey, go ahead and zoom in on my face. Do you get it? Yeah, I don't. It's fine.
Please zoom in as far as you can, and I'm gonna zoom in on Connor's.
Okay, sue me.
He was being fun.
I was being hilarious. I was being so fun.
He was also exhausted. He had gone in at the crack of. He had to wake up at the crack of dawn. He was resting.
So guess who brought.
That is the face of a tired,
tired
boy.
I was tired.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, and you think I don't? I was pulled out by my shirt collar.
I'm gonna send this to myself. Why are you snatching that? Can you send it to me? Just send it to me, please. I won't post it anywhere.
I'll give it to.
Give it to me.
I'll give it to the podcast. I don't want you to have that photo of me. I don't want you to use that.
I have worse. So just give that to me. Yes. So just give that to me, please. And no one gets hurt.
Circle back. Because I'm sweating a lot now for sharing.
That is so good. But no, I'm defending you. I don't think you should have been kicked out.
Okay. Here's the thing. Who is that hurting? My J. Crew shirt that I had to throw into the trash? Sure.
And then people were commenting on like the photos of you with your like really nice suit jacket tied around your waist like a sweatshirt. That was cute.
It's linen. It is supposed to be crumpled up into like a small ball.
Don't I know it?
Yeah.
Do you still have that piece?
Good question. I don't know what's in my suitcase because I haven't unpacked it. I'm too scared to look.
Yeah. The best part is like watching Connor be escorted out of the venue is like someone approaches the bouncer approached him and he just like hands up. Like he literally was like not. He was like, hey man. Hey, I get it. Totally.
Like it was literally like I was like, yeah. Okay. Like, all right, load up. I was like, I'm gonna call an Uber. Yeah. And then a bunch
everyone left with you.
Yeah. So it was fine. Everyone said, oh, freak train's out of here. We're heading out too.
Yeah.
But that was so fun. I got home.
That was fun.
And Courtney and I had decided to do the Princess Diaries mattress down the stairs ride.
Oh, fun.
The mattress didn't move. I did.
Did the mattress get stuck?
Yeah, it got stuck on the top stair.
Totally.
My body didn't, though. My body was smooth as butter the whole way down the flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And then that was the time.
Probably that linen.
That was the time I said, I'm going to go to bed now, you guys. I had a little bit of fried rice that I found in the freezer.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
I love cold fried rice.
What a treat. It was frozen.
Such a delicacy.
I was like sucking on it. And I was like, all right, this is, I'm toast. But the next day we went and had great food at the Garage in Birmingham. If you're ever in Birmingham, hit up the Garage. It was great.
I actually also left the house that next morning now that you mentioned it.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was.
It was gorgeous. And we had such a fun time at Walgreens after that.
And I went to Publix, which is my favorite place in the world, which they had.
Oh, I didn't know
here.
They had Publix there.
They had
there?
Publix.
I've never been
I
to a Publix.
I got a Pub Sub.
You...
You've never been to a Publix?
No.
Oh, Connor.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, Connor. That's like, I'm not going to say it's Wawa level, but it's up there.
It's a grocery store, though. It's like HEB, yeah. Right?
I don't know what that is.
Publix.
It looks like the pre-made food is like so good.
Publix to me feels like the grocery store for the people. I wouldn't know, though. I've never
yeah,
been.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, we have HEB.
When God invented the name grocery store, that's what he meant. She, sorry.
Rattle them off. Vons.
Don't know what
Ralph's.
That is.
That's our grocery stores here.
Vons?
That's like probably the biggest one here.
Never seen it, never heard of it.
Ew, I just picked up something so gross from my Kelly Clarkson collection, Wayfair.
No, these are custom.
Oh, from our
custom.
These
are the custom.
Our customs. The BNC.
Yeah.
Customs. Vons, Ralph's, Atkinson's, Kroger,
never heard of Atkinson's.
HEB.
Never heard of Kroger, never heard
Publix.
Of HEB.
Wawa doesn't count as a grocery store. It's a, like
I,
a
yeah, no, I didn't say that.
All right.
And they're all different in PA as well, in mm-hmm. addition. So.
Anyways, we go to Matt and Patricia's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through that.
Ceremony was beautiful.
Very beautiful.
A lot of singing.
A lot of...
I really love...
I don't think it's singing.
Talk.
Like
talking
chanting?
In tune.
It was Greek Orthodox.
Yeah. It was like... It was talk singing.
Talk singing.
Yeah. And... That was cool because Patricia and Matt. Okay.
Amen. I guess that would be
okay.
Singing, kind of.
Yeah. Patricia Bad. And Matt. Okay, so Patricia and Matt like
walked.
It'd
be awesome if Dua Lipa
okay.
led the Greek Orthodox talk sing.
I'll wait it out.
Our God is a merciful God. Go ahead.
Patricia and Matt walked around the, I don't know what you would call like an altar.
You walk around the altar. They were walking
around
three
times,
something.
Which is cool because that's what they did on Full House. Which makes sense because that was Greek Orthodox as well.
Wedding, yeah.
So I love seeing.
They were laughing
on TV
up there.
That was, I've seen in real
it
life.
It was so funny that, like, you know, Patricia and Matt are like up there and they're like, every time they went around the circle, like, I got a glimpse of Patricia and she was like,
Patricia was laughing.
Yeah. I was like, that's so funny.
My whole thought this weekend was like, I don't know how I'm going to have a wedding just due to exhaustion.
Yeah. They were up there standing for one whole hour.
Like, I want
the church
my wedding to be everyone seated, including bride and groom. Wedding reception, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are doing that now where no one comes to that part of the ceremony, and then someone goes and is just like, these are my friends, like, mm-hmm. they're getting married, blah, blah, but they've already done, like, the religious or, like,
right.
marriagerial piece.
Yeah.
Ceremony
piece.
They've already done that with like family or whatever.
Yeah.
What have you. And so then they kind of whatever. But it was beautiful. It was cool. I've never been to
it
a
was
Greek
so,
Orthodox.
I've never like really been in a church. Like
that
I've
was
been
a
in
gorgeous
that,
church.
Like I've been in churches like for community service stuff, but not like this was like a
when you got out of jail?
No. For just like volunteering. Mm. Yeah. But like I haven't been to one that looks like that. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. And then we got on the shuttles to the reception. That was fun. But I, again, like I feel like for me, the like traditional wedding experience of like dancing and drinking, et cetera, was the night before. I had tuckered myself out for the actual wedding ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had not.
But I still had fun. The band was so good.
It was.
Well, you have more stamina than
I. The band, by the way, was like. A full band with like a 7-person ensemble singing and they were switching off and they were hitting like, it was like classic stuff like Earth, Wind and Fire. And then they would do like Cardi B. It was like the coolest, yeah. But it was all live singing. And then Patricia got up and did the coolest
little
dance. Oh my God.
Do you think she choreographed
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that was choreographed.
Oh, it was so good and so cute.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
They knit. That was like one of the most fun I've ever had at a wedding.
That was, the band was so good.
I had several times where I needed to sit down, sit my ass down, because mm-hmm. I was out of breath from dancing.
Yeah.
And then we had an after party at like a bar with volleyball and stuff. It was so crazy.
Yeah.
And then I led a charge.
I had excused myself to bed.
You had excused yourself to bed.
After the volleyball venue.
I met a lot of local people, one of whose stepdad owns a strip club in the area, and I was able to bring everyone there. And one of the dancers is invited to my family Thanksgiving now.
Are you still in communication?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
You're so hospitable.
I know. We had a blast. We actually had such a fun table. We had brought like 15 people. Sally Dar came, like a bunch of people were there.
Yeah.
I was like looking around. I was like, this is half of the actual, like this is like two full tables of people I was eating dinner next to.
No, I was surprised at how many people made it to the strip club.
Yeah. And we stayed there until 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we were dancing. We were up on the table. I like asked the manager, I was like, is this okay? Like they're inviting us to like dance with them on the, we're dancing. And like we had like gotten dollar bills out and we were like throwing them to ourselves too. Cause we were also dancing. And mm-hmm. then we like obviously gave them to them. But what was I going to say? Is my question.
Hell if I know.
Oh, it was just like, oh, all of the dancers had come up to our table of people because, and I didn't realize like who was a dancer and who was in our group and who was like a local. I mean, if I had really looked, I could probably tell. But the manager had to come up and check to see if everything was okay because all the girls were having so much fun at our table, hanging out and chatting with us. I forgot that we were in a strip club at one point, and I was just like, oh, just take a seat and hang out. Like I did put my credit card down for drinks, which is something that I'm dealing with as we speak.
Can I ask what the total was?
No, you can't.
How about you just tell us?
I can't.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling.
What can you do?
At this point, nothing. Because I did ask the manager if there was anything I could do. And she said, you can leave a tip. And I go, I thought like all the cash that we were kind of tossing them was the tip. And she goes, no.
Oh, I don't think
this
so.
This is a different one. This is a different bill than the cash that you had given to them. And I said, okay.
It sounds like it was worth the fun time.
There's a time in your life when you have to swallow. And this is my time to swallow.
Yeah.
Swallow my pride and leave a tip.
Yep.
And I did. I go, okay. And time to go to bed now because my flight's in 3 hours.
Right.
And I'm so.
How was that flight back?
I wasn't like asleep, but I was just like, this is one of those things where, again, I had to swallow. And I just like put my head against my thing. I had a window on both flights. Uh-huh. So I just put my head. And then Ella, Jess, and Brett were all on my flight. And so we just flew back together. And
speaking of flight, my flight there, I had an incident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is dedicated to the flight attendant who is a BNC listener.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Get this, Ryan. I walked to my seat. I had paid extra for a window seat due to needing a window seat because I can't sit in the middle due to anxiety and claustrophobia. And I get to my seat and there is a woman sitting in my window seat. And she's old, but she's not that old. Like she's 70 or something. And I say, oh, I'm sorry. That's my seat. I'm in 33A. And she goes, yeah, well, it's just easier if I sit here because I can't move. And I was like, oh, that's my seat. Like I'm 33A. And she was like, yeah, but it's just easier if I sit here so you don't have to climb over me if you want to go to the bathroom or something. And I was like, no, that's fine. Like, I know that's what you might have to do if you sit in a window seat. Like, I'll sit in my seat.
I was aware of the chances I was taking.
And she kept just saying like, no, don't worry. It's fine. And I was like, I'm not worried. That's my seat. And she was like, no, like, it's like, I don't mind. And I was like, I do mind. That's my seat. And then this angel flight attendant came up and was like, is everything okay? And I was like, and then at the sight of the flight attendant, she was able to move, which she actually did have the capability of doing.
Did you have to climb over to get to your window?
She made sure that I had to stand on the aisle seat to actually step over her and step onto the window seat and then sit my butt down. And then the flight attendant came over like mid-flight and was like, I just want to say, like, I love your podcast. Over top of her. And then I was like, yeah, thank you. And I'm glad that you saw what I just experienced so that via you listening to the podcast, you can be validating me on the other end of the speaker or wherever you so choose to listen and consume. Yes.
Oh, hi.
And then the plane.
Thanks for your service.
Is unloading and such. And she made sure that I was not able to get, I was able to be the last one to get off the plane because she put her feet actually across any sort of aisle that I could have gotten out of so that I was not able to leave. And in her defense, a little bit, like, she did need a wheelchair, but she could stand and like move accordingly if she had wanted to, which she didn't in this case. And then she kept saying, like, told you.
No, she did not. Mm-hmm.
She kept saying, told you it would have been easier if you sat in the middle seat. And I kept saying, I'm in no rush. Like, I was like, I'm so good to be the last one off the plane, chica.
Oh my gosh.
And I just kept being like, no, you're so fine. You're like killing her with kindness. And then she literally walked. I know she could have walked faster than the way that she walked off the plane. She was like, sorry, I'm so slow. And I was like, you're good. You're completely good. I have nowhere to be. I was late for my layover. I would have missed the flight just to let her know that she was completely Gucci. So, love her. Two pieces. Would have been easier. You're good. And then on the way home, the girl that was in the middle seat, I was in the window. She lifted up the armrest so that we were like bumping arms, and I didn't want that.
Yeah, bumping ugly.
So I put the armrest back down, and then she lifted it up again and then played the Cupid Shuffle with no headphones. She's like, what? On what planet are you?
I know.
I don't live there.
No, I know. Like, modern day Hunger Games would just take place in like a fuselage of the plane. Cause that's a good example of like, I'm not a killer, but don't push me.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really
would you not
really
have
good.
Beat her, that lady's ass?
Like, I don't want to say on record that I would be her A, but yeah, I was getting pissed off for sure.
You wouldn't pummel her?
Yeah, emotionally and psychologically, I would pummel her for sure. Like, that was like beyond. Cause like, I sympathize with you not being able to move well, but you can move. Period. I'm seeing it.
Period.
Period on God.
For the first time ever, I was like, I had the same thing happen when I was like leaving Chicago, and I was obviously so hungover leaving Chicago, and there was these two people in my seat, and I knew that the middle seat was open. And that's why I had purchased the seat in the window, because that one was open. Now, if someone comes, it's obviously free reign, same way that it's my free reign to like buy that seat and take that. But it was a couple, and they had taken my window, and they had taken, and the guy was like, will you switch? I'm in the window, like back there. And there was someone in the middle seat, and I was like, no. And he's like, oh, well, we're like here already, and like it's the same seat. And then the flight attendant walks up, and then they got up to leave. Yeah. And I was like, this has never happened in my life. I go, oh, now you guys want to move. I was like, I've never been like a snapping turtle.
You literally, I'm sorry, like, you have to advocate for yourself in those situations. Like, when people think that they're owed something that you paid for. Like, that's just not fair.
It is. Yeah. It's the bull. That would be a good Nathan for You episode on bravery, is to set up those scenarios and then go in and be like, okay, now this is your chance to be like, mm-hmm. That's my seat.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have to pee, you need to get up.
Right.
I no longer subscribe to the like, I am so scared that I'm going to sit down and have to ask someone to move. Get up.
Or I just like, even if I like am going to pee my pants, like I'll just wait till we land too.
I'm so in my head about peeing. Even when I'm at home alone in my bed, I'm thinking about how hard I have to pee now and if it's more worth it for me to get up now and pee or wake up at some point in the night if I'm going to wake
Always
up and pee.
Always pee before you get in bed.
But I'll go pee and then I'll get in
again.
Bed and then I'll sit on my phone for 30 minutes. I'm like, well, now I've built up how much?
I totally get that.
Like a Sims character.
Yeah.
I treat my body like a Sims.
Uh-huh.
Do I want to pee my bed? Well, no, I won't pee my bed. Well...
Were you a bedwetter?
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
Not until my 20s.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Should we talk about some mythical creatures?
Yeah. Oh, I just had to open my phone to this photo.
Please send that to me. If it's easier, I can turn my AirDrop on. Okay, my AirDrop's on. Oh, thanks, Connor.
I am like, think
of it as an early Hanukkah present.
I am like spread eagle relaxing on the ground.
I know, you're tired.
At a nightclub.
Okay. We want to do some deep diving on some mythical creatures. For example, the hash-slinging slasher / Nosferatu. For those of you that don't know, the hash-slinging slasher is an icon and legend from SpongeBob. And at the end of that episode, when the lights are flickering on and off, it cuts to who is believed to be the hash-slinging slasher. But it's actually just...
the hash ringing.
No, it's
the blast singing.
Nosferatu.
The sash singing.
It's actually just Nosferatu. But we don't talk about who is Nosferatu. I don't know.
I know who he is.
Who?
He's Dracula.
Can we Google Nosferatu?
Who is Nosferatu?
Nosferatu.
But I don't think the hash-slinging slasher was even a real man at any point.
No, it was Nosferatu.
Nosferatu the vampire redirects here. Nosferatu, a symbol of horror. A silent German expressionist. Okay. Film directed by whoever, starring whoever. Nosferatu is produced. I don't know.
Maybe there's
it's not
like a different section
question.
Of the Wikipedia. Oh, maybe Nosferatu the vampire. Oh, there's also Nosferatu disambiguation. What does that mean?
This is like way over our...
Why was this in SpongeBob? German expressionist? What does Nosferatu mean? Vampire.
Has been presented as an archaic Romanian word synonymous with vampire.
How about we just look up Nosferatu SpongeBob and see which Nosferatu that was?
Oh, it was Nosferatu that was flashing the light.
Yes. Well, I actually kind of don't get it. Are they saying that like...
And for those wondering, SpongeBob's switch flicking vampire is called Nosferatu and not Count Orlok because Linder thought the film title was more recognized. Brooke, I think we have to move on. Like, I don't understand. I'm like getting more confused.
So who's that gentleman?
Oh my gosh, that was his nose?
Wait, but that's not Nosferatu.
That was just a big
fan.
That's
the hash-slinging slasher who is not related to Nosferatu? Okay, Nosferatu SpongeBob fandom. Was that gentleman that I'm looking at in the episode?
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
No, he was switching the lights on.
No,
and off.
I know.
Brooke, yeah, it goes into real time and he's got his hands, he's like this. He's like this, Brooke. He's like kind of smiling.
We should, for bonus, like dissect that specific episode.
Yeah, we should.
Because that is like one of the most iconic episodes of television, and it turns out we never understood it.
I got more confused in the past minute and a half.
Okay, so unfortunately, in terms of this deep dive, we do have to move on to not getting it. So moving on to the Loch Ness Monster.
You're a Loch Ness Monster. You're a Nessie stan.
I believe in the Loch Ness Monster, and I don't believe in Bigfoot, and I don't know the difference, and I don't know why I believe in one and not the other. I mean, I know the difference between the two mythical creatures, but I don't know what it is that makes me believe in one and not the other.
I think people just want to have fun. It's nice to believe in something.
Just want to
have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, because I want to believe.
I believe that someone saw some crazy-ass creature. Is it in Scotland? And I think it was Loch Ness Monster. Like, I think it was monster-like. I think it's probably dead by now, though.
Well, we don't know how long that thing lives. They don't know how long that...
But I think living things, if it's a living thing and that was seen how many hundreds of years ago, there's no record of any living...
Tortoises live hundreds of years.
No, I don't think they've reached the 200.
How old is an old man tortoise? Or woman? I think they're old, and trees look so old too.
Right, I'm talking about animals.
But animals are not limited, like a Bigfoot.
Jonathan
is the oldest known living... I'm unable to do the math from 18.
He's almost 200. Can turtles live up to 500 years? Not that I know of. It can be 150
years or more. Some have estimated, however, that large turtles may be able to live to 400 or 500 years.
There's no way. Sorry. Show me proof of that estimation.
Well, here's the thing, Brooke.
How old is the world's oldest tortoise?
190.
Jonathan has not reached 200.
Jonathan's well on his way.
Yeah.
I have to ask, What has Jonathan done in 190 years?
More than us.
Grass?
But imagine the thoughts he's had.
No thoughts, just eat grass. Man,
when was the first sighting of the Loch Ness? When was the first sighting of the Loch Ness monster?
Brooke, great question. You're asking the questions on everybody's lips, mm-hmm. but everyone's too scared to ask.
Oh, but the Loch Ness monster could have had babies.
Facts, Brooke. The Loch Ness monster. Wow.
Oh, in 564. Okay. He's older than 200.
Okay, well, one thing about the Loch Ness Monster is no one had a camera in 564. So there's just, like, was brought to attention in 1933.
Okay.
Evidence of its existence.
I stand corrected.
Is anecdotal with the number of...
Oh, yeah, she's still kicking it then.
Yeah, for sure.
Although I did learn that mermaids were actually just hallucinations due to the people on the ships being severely dehydrated. So I could see that happening for Nessie as well.
There's a photograph, though, that we can see right here of Nessie. Have you ever watched any of these shows on
Discovery?
That
looks like a tail.
Of what?
Something that else that we don't know.
Creature?
Ooh, another creature.
God's just releasing, dropping new animals and not telling anyone. Every day I see a new animal on Instagram Reels.
Oh, my God. My favorite is the prairie dog. I want one so bad.
I follow these two prairie dogs, this joint account for Pedro and Pablo. Pablo got out. Pedro.
Out of what?
Their home and escaped.
He's gone?
He doesn't want to come back, I don't think.
Oh, that's horrible.
And Pedro looks out the window and goes, ah! Some kind of noise like
Where
that.
Where are prairie dogs native to?
The prairie.
There's a lot of them in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Like in the wild?
Yeah, we have like prairie dog parks.
Yeah,
do people keep them as pets in Oklahoma as well? Are they legal to have as pets? Why doesn't everyone have a prairie dog? Is it the same as a squirrel?
Yeah, fat squirrel, ground squirrel, no tail squirrel, burrowing squirrel.
That's precious beyond belief. There used to be a big park near my house where you just had prairie dogs all over. And do they like come up to you or are they like squirrels, like they have no interest? Spooky. The slaughter of innocent prairie dogs. That's
well,
so sad.
I think they breed like rabbits. They're like, I don't, I mean, they're innocent always. Like, it's not like they are criminal prairie dogs that you're going to be slaughtering.
Oh, look at those two kissing.
Do you know that we have in like here in LA and like down south, they have all kinds of like ground squirrels, which I don't know the difference why they wouldn't just be prairie dogs. Have you seen those in like Santa Monica?
No.
The cliffs? If you walk that one trail that's like, right along that cliff in Santa Monica, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of these creatures.
Have you ever seen a black squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with those.
Up north?
Yeah, up north.
You got them in PA?
Yeah, I got them in PA.
They're in Michigan, too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very awesome.
So, unfortunately, I don't think we have the facilities to discuss ancient creatures.
Connor, you took the words out of my mouth.
Because we just went on
that
a
was
tangent
a flop.
About... we are.
And that's fine.
That was a flop.
It's okay, though.
It's fine. I guess, like, if you guys are wanting to go on a deep dive, I guess hit up, like, Joe Rogan.
Is that what Joe does?
Joe can do anything he puts his mind to, probably.
Mm.
Except be normal.
Right. I feel like there's for sure a few things that his mind is not capable of doing right now.
How do you sleep when you go to bed? With your arms up, down, at your side?
Position-wise, in, like, I guess... like kind of on my stomach side with my leg in like a figure four position. Yeah.
And you're on your stomach? Where are your arms?
I think under the pillow.
They don't fall asleep?
Like this.
Do you move at all? Do you wake up like that?
No, I move for sure. And what's interesting is if I wake up in the middle of the night, the only way I can go back to sleep is kind of on my back.
Yeah. I woke up with my head at the bottom of my bed today. And it was the scariest moment of my entire life.
I fell out of the bed recently during a nap, which I haven't done since I was a baby.
That means you were kind of crawling around.
No, I think I simply just turned onto the floor.
Oh, but your bed is so long.
I was sleeping on the side of my bed and then rolled off.
Why didn't you sleep in the middle of your bed?
I don't do that. You sleep in the middle of your bed?
Yeah, every night.
Oh, that's sick.
And I spread out.
Mm-mm.
That's where you get the most cold feeling
really?
Across all your bed. Yeah, if you're squashed.
But the pillow's not there.
I've got 40 pillows. 45 pillows.
Damn.
Yeah. Now, I'm getting new bedding. I need something light as a cloud.
Every time I get new bedding, I say, don't eat in your bed with this new bedding. Every single time, I eat in my bed. Every single time, food all over the bedding. Right now, I have a white bedding with like some black dots, but also yellow dots due to mango.
Wet mango?
Wet, soaking wet mango.
Brooke, you ate wet mango in your bed?
Yeah, and also red dots, ketchup.
Two separate occasions.
Two separate occasions. Also, probably like I did it twice with the mango. The definition of insanity is doing something over and over again, expecting different results.
With the mango, the soaking wet mango mm-hmm. in your bed. I have eaten in my bed one time ever, like since having this bed. And this was a mistake. And I'm able to acknowledge that. Thai food. I was sick.
I eat anything in my bed. Like, I try so hard not to, and it's just like it's my nature.
Yeah.
It's my nature to be in my bed for as many hours of the day as possible, and a girl's got to eat.
Facts.
Oh, God.
I have to pee so bad.
Me too.
But I'm holding it in.
Me too.
Because I've got more questions for you.
Me too. What questions do you have for me right now, though?
Oh, I was going to
I want to see my AI pics. Oh, my God. I said that word for word. Quoting Einstein like it's my job.
I was going to tell you a funny story because BetterHelp is a sponsor of today's podcast.
Tell me.
When I was in New York, I had gone out after one of the events, and it was a weekday, and I was just like, I'm going to have a beer. And I got this beer, and I've never had a better beer, and I don't know what it's called, and it will haunt me. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it ever again until I go back to New York mm-hmm. And I don't even know what the bar was called.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I was like meeting up with two of my friends that I'd never see, and I was like, I'm going to order this beer. And then I was like, oh my God, it's delicious. And I wasn't, you know, it was an unassuming evening.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was catching up with my friends, and I was like, I'm going to have another one of these. And then I'm ordering my third.
Were they like 15%?
I'm halfway through my third. They were like double IPAs. 10% alcohol. And I was like, I am so drunk. And on my third, I go to get a napkin. And I am like about to order a fourth after finding out the mm-hmm. percentage. And I was like, this will be my nightcap. And I look at the napkins and they say, BetterHelp. And I was like, this is like such a crazy, like a Tuesday night, dark, sticky bar. You reach for a napkin and the napkin basically says, seek help.
Oh, they are doing, I bet they're doing that intentionally, no offense.
None taken, it hit me like a sack of bricks.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm actually good on that fourth beer. I'm going to go home and brush my teeth and pray.
Right.
So that was my story about New York, and I head back to New York very soon.
So, and you're going to do it again, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to find out what beer it was.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
You want to see the AI pictures that Snapchat made of me?
Mm-hmm.
Check them out.
Okay.
Okay. Pulling them up.
We
Whoa.
What, Ryan? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I just didn't expect.
That looks like, can you look up Mama horror movie?
I think you look like.
No.
I think you look like the woman that worked the front desk in White Lotus season 2. Like, you're giving me that vibe.
No, look up Mama horror movie. Oh my God, was Jessica Chastain Mama? Oh no, Javier was Mama? That is what I look like. Yes, Mama.
No, you don't at all.
Oh, that's what I see when I look at my AI images.
Oh.
Why is my mouth like that and the rest of my face?
You're smiling and you look so clean.
What? You look at that and you see clean?
I don't see the grudge.
Oh, I'm like terrified. Can you pull up the one where my mouth is doing that thing? You'll know it when you see it.
Well, my AI images and your AI images are like brother and sister, and they run a scheme.
No, not that one.
That one's tough.
No. That like
that one.
Is that my tongue or my gums?
I think that's your tongue.
Can I ask why it's jutting out of my mouth like that?
Because the photographer said do a goofy one, do a silly one.
Do I look like that? Be honest.
Jesus, look at your bazooka cannons.
I know. Like, why did they do that?
AI is the horniest beast known to man.
Why are they giving me the deepest V?
Like, all you do, by the way, for this on Snapchat, it's the Snapchat Dreams filter. I did it too. They all you do is send different angles of your face, and then they give you the biggest tits on the earth. This is mine.
Hey, that's so much better than mine. Brooke, you look like someone I know.
I know. Who is this man? I'll tell you what. He's inviting you over on Tinder and then saying, "I actually forgot my credit card at home." Do you mind picking this
yeah,
one up?
Yeah, he is giving like scammer vibes.
Yeah. The Tinder
swipe. He looks so much like someone. It's the hairline.
Oh my gosh. Kind of looks like Tyler Cameron.
Those aren't your teeth. Yeah, maybe it is Tyler Cameron.
I wish. This one.
That you look like a.
This is what
like
I look a, like
from
getting
the B movie.
This. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
I look like this is what I like. This is the look I gave the bouncer as he was escorting me out of the bar. Hey man.
Just like a look of solid understanding.
No, there's nothing behind those eyes. My hair looks good.
No, it really does look very thick.
Oh, thick.
That's one thing that they give you is thick, gorgeous hair.
Now this. I don't hate.
Really?
I would like a nose job. They got my eyebrows right in this one.
That one I feel looks the least like you.
Yeah. And that's why I think I don't hate it. Can we zoom in really far on my face? Or his face? I'm about to pee in this water bottle.
Me too.
On set.
It's okay. We can wrap up and after we zoom in on your face.
Okay. Okay. I'm liking it less. Hey, you know what I say?
What?
Good from far, far from good.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to take that one and run with it.
That's like when you see someone and you're like, oh, hottie. And then you get close and you're like, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Good from far, far from good.
Yeah.
If anyone said that about me, bullet in my head.
Yeah, yeah. Not good. Not good.
All right. I wish I could explain the feeling that I have right now in my bladder region.
I'm feeling similarly.
And
so,
one thing about us is we are always going to be topping the charts in the bowel movement category of podcasts in the BM.
You have to BM?
No.
Oh, I just have to
I think
pee.
Peeing also counts as a BM.
Are you kidding?
Or
it's not a bladder movement.
Is pee not?
Bowel. Pee is not coming
is
from your bowel.
Is bowel only in your...
Okay. Yeah, bowel's in your butt.
Never claimed to be a science podcast.
No, but that's like...
CM? CK, common knowledge.
Yeah, that's CK, babe. You're good, though. It's okay.
Okay, join us in Close Friends, I guess, if you want to hear us deep dive into probably more bladder movements.
Okay, we will see you there. Love you. Bye.
See ya. Thanks for listening. Wait, do we have any announcements?
Let's go. No.
Okay, I'll just announce something.
Do you have to pee or do you not have to pee?
Thank you, guys. We'll see you in Close Friends. Please subscribe.
This week on Close Friends, Blue.
Okay, hang on.
Whoa, let's talk about this. Can you imagine if I took my own advice?
No, it's so easy to give other people advice.
I'd be so successful.
Whoa! Filming yourself eating oysters, put a song over it. Yikes. Charles Manson is Ernie?
I guess you really don't think about how far up the hand is into the body of the Muppet.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.